Shane McElrath. Hey, great to see you out here, man. Really cool. We bought a bike, came out. Like, it ain't easy. You've had nothing but really nice rides for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, cool. Good. I think it's awesome, man.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's been really fun. I've been on different teams and definitely had more at times, and which is good. Like, I mean, this is definitely teaching me a lot. Yeah, and
a lot of phone calls.
Yes, a lot of phone calls, and that's part of it, honestly. Yeah. So I'm just learning the business side, or more so having to do the business side. It's been a good learning for me, and yeah, just like, you know what, I got to call this guy. That's what we got to do. So it hasn't been easy, but for me, it's like I can kind of put things in place that I want in place that I believe in, and for me, I don't feel like I need much, even though I've had way more at times. It's like, okay, like this, I mean, we're doing it different, but I feel like we're doing just fine. So it's fun.
So all right, so welcome back. You eat shit big time, second moto DNF. So welcome back.
Yeah.
But other than that, what'd you think?
Honestly, it was a good starting point. Like this week, I rode Tuesday on the turn track because we got rained out, and then Wednesday, I actually got to hit some jumps on the outdoor track. So found out I could still hit jumps, and I hadn't ridden since Paula last year, and it was like, well, there's a lot of unknowns. I rode the bike, and I'm like, okay, I'm in a lot better position than I thought we were going to be in, because I was already committed to racing here before I got to ride the bike. So it's like, I for sure have a race bike. Now I need a bike to at least ride before I get on the race bike. So, it's coming in. It's like, okay, I'm still learning. I don't really know the pace. I haven't got the outdoor flow of like, okay, these bumps need to be hit like this and that. And so my intensity wasn't 100% today, and nor was my speed. And it's the first moto each lap. Like the first couple laps, I kind of just like played it safe. Like, okay, I'm not ready to go that speed yet. But each lap, it's like, okay, I'm gaining confidence.
You remember, right? I remember, right.
And for the second moto, honestly, I was a lot more confident and got a good start. And we made a couple changes, and it was like I felt comfortable being more aggressive. And so it's like, okay, and yeah, I mean, I don't know that I really asked too much out of it. It just, yeah, it was kind of a weird thing. So, thankfully, I'm okay, yeah.
And if there's no SMX, you're not here, right? This is SMX-driven?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's strictly points. That's just the goal.
That's what they wanted to do, and that's what they wanted to get with you guys, yeah.
And, I mean, that's where it's like, I'm not contracted to race outdoors, but it's like kind of doing the math early in the season, and I kind of screwed up a little bit because I'm like, okay, doing 10th place finishes, this and that, and I forgot that it was per moto, and after they started racing, I'm like, shoot, this is going to be close. And Rick was on board with it. Rick really wants to do the SMX rounds, and so it's like, hey, well, I have this opportunity to start racing this weekend. Can I go do that? And he's like, yeah, if you can make it happen, go do it. And the goal is points, and I've halfway did that today. Yeah.
All right, well, cool to see you out here. I'm sure you'll get better. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.